know you had a date with Sally tonight, Uncle Charlie.
Who makes dates with Sally? I just show up. She's always ready to go out with me. I make her laugh.
You do look dashing, Uncle Charlie.
Naturally. There's an apple strudel cooling on the kitchen windowsill. I made it for Steve. And I don't want to find one dent in it when I get home, or I'll... You read me?
Sure. Good night, Uncle Charlie.
Good night.
Have fun.
You bet I will.
Did I hear Uncle Charlie say not to do something about something?
Yeah, he said not to do what you're doing.
Oh, it's too late now.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Cup of coffee, Joe, and tell Sally I'm here.
Did you ever see such a day? I forget, do you take cream?
What about Sally?
Sally?
Just don't stand there. Tell her to hurry up. You know she likes to park near the snack bar at the drive-in movie.
Sally ain't here.
Sally ain't... She's gotta be. I brought her flowers.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. You know how Sally loves flowers. You know what she used to say? You take the flowers out of the garden, and all you got left is dirt.
You make it sound like she got hit with a truck or something. Is Sally okay?
Sally's fine, Charlie.
Well, then cut out the double talk and tell me where she is.
Sally's in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas. Look, Charlie, let me tell you what happened. A guy came in here last Wednesday night, and he says to Sally, give me a boiled bagel on a bun and water on the rocks. Well, you know that, Sally. She throws a laugh at him. And then he tosses a look at her that would broil a steak, and as he's biting on the hot dog, he says, let's face it, honey, it's love at first bite. She was still hollering when they drove off.
You be careful how you talk about Sally. She ain't that kind of a girl.
When they drove off to get married.
Well, that's better. Married? Sally is married?
That's right, Charlie, yeah.
Sally is married?
Charlie?
Uncle Charlie, you're home so early. What's that?
Oh, flowers. Oh, they're for you, Katie, for saying how dashing I look.
Oh, thank you. Oh, they're beautiful. I'll put them in a vase right now.
What movie did you see that fast, Uncle Charlie?
How did Sally like it?
I said leave him alone. Must have been one of those pictures that choke you up or something.
Thanks again, Uncle Charlie. They're beautiful.
Don't pay any attention if he doesn't answer you, Katie. He's all choked up about a movie that he doesn't want to talk about.
I'll talk about it. It's about an old fool that's over the hill. Who loses his girl to the first fathead that comes along. And they go to Vegas and live happily ever after.
Hey, maybe he's hacked about the apple strudel before he knows it's gone.
He didn't even say goodnight.
He's just tired. And don't worry, Ernie. I'll fix it with him about the strudel in the morning. I guess Rob's working late. Why don't you boys go up to bed? I'll be up in a minute.
Okay.
Good night, Kitty.
Good night. Dear Dad, better look in on Uncle Charlie. Something's wrong. Katie.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Well, it's kind of late and I saw a light under your door. Is something wrong?
Sally got married.
Well, she did.
I feel lower than a minus tide. How could Sally do it, and without even saying goodbye?
Well, maybe she thought it would be easier for both of you that way.
Thought? She didn't even take time to think. Didn't even take time to get out of her uniform. But why? We never had any words. Just a lot of fun.
Well, Charlie, maybe Sally wanted more than just fun.
Like what?
Well, the fact that she got married should tell you something.
Yeah. It tells me that I'm over the hill. I'm even older than the jokes I used to pull on it.
No, I mean that Sally wanted marriage. You didn't offer it to her. Or did you?
You know I couldn't think of getting married, Steve. When I dropped anchor in this house, it was for the duration. I gotta help keep Chip and Ernie on course for a while yet. And now we got the little fellas to steer straight. But I sure will miss Sally. It ain't gonna be easy for me to find another girl, not at my age. Not an old crop duster like me.
Well, Charlie, why don't you try to get some sleep, huh? Things will look brighter in the morning.
Sure, I could tell myself now that things look brighter in the morning. But what am I going to tell myself in the morning? Good night, Steve.
Good night, Charlie.
You must be sick or something. You didn't yell at me at all just now.
You didn't even talk to us.
Hey, why don't you go in there and do something that always makes him mad? And then if he doesn't yell, I'll know he's sick.
Honey, I'm going to call Sally and find out what happened.
Skip it. Sally got married. Ran off with some joker to Vegas.
Uncle Charlie, if it's an elopement, that happens all the time.
Oh, you know what? I drove past the diner last night on my way home from work, and they've got a new waitress. She's quite a dish from what I could tell.
Look, you don't think I'd stoop so low that I'd go looking for a replacement, do you? Now, you know me better than that.
What'll you have?
Toast, and don't burn it.
One order of toast.
Hey, sister, how would you like to join me in a cup of coffee? I'll get in first and see if there's room for both of us. You know, I'll get in first and see if there's room for both of us.
Coffee?
Yeah. Don't you ever laugh?
Sure. When it's funny.
Hey, are you married or anything?
I'm not married. And nothing. That'll be 26 cents.
26, boy. 25,
26. Hey! Don't you want your coffee? At them, Uncle Charlie. How can you not take the little darlings to the park?
I ain't looking, and he ain't going to trap me with that little darling stuff.
But, Uncle Charlie, I already made the appointment to have my hair done.
Your hair looks all right just the way it is. You know, you women are all alike. You pay some guy $10 to fix your hair, and then you can't get home fast enough to put it back the way it was in the first place.
Oh, look. Even little Charlie's asking you to take them.
I ain't gonna look, and I ain't gonna push that oversized compact all over the park. No. Well, Charlie, you're so old they put you out the pasture.
May I have a peek?
Be my guest.
They certainly are cute. My, they're triplets. Aren't they?
Oh,
Adorable. I think they must be.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
and this one is cute. Oh, they're just darlings.
You must be kind.
Are my young men all ready to go for a walk with Mama for a change?
Oh, now, Stevie. There. Calf's all twisted.
Yeah, that's better. Well, we're off to take a look at the world.
Ah, they look fine, Katie. Okay, open the door.
What?
Open up. I'm taking the boys out for some fresh air.
Oh, no, you don't. You've had them the last 4 days, and today is Mother's Day. A little fresh air. Dressed like that.
Oh, well, I did clean up a bit. How do we know how much babies can see at this age? Now, you wouldn't want them to be ashamed of their Uncle Charlie, now, would you? Look, even little Charlie is asking you to let me take them out. The door. Why don't you have your hair done or something? Come on, boys, we're going for a special walk. Oh, yes.
Oh, Rob.
What's the matter?
He did it again.
What? Who did what again?
Captain Bly, Shanghai. Rob, why can't I take my own babies for a walk anymore?
Oh, honey. Now, look. Think of our kids as therapy for Uncle Charlie. Okay?
I'll try.
Okay. You've got a little time to yourself. Why don't you get your hair done?
To see your baby.
Three!
Oh, I'll bet you're proud of yourself.
Well, I'm not the father.
Your grandchildren?
My grandchildren? Oh, yes, that's right, my grandchildren.
There's nothing more wonderful than a man who is proud of his grandchildren.
I'm proud of them every day, about this time.
About this... Oh, I see. Well, perhaps we shall meet. Bye.
How do you like that, fellas? 30 years a sailor, and I forgot that attracting women is like catching fish. You just got to use the right bait. Well, fellas, I'm going to meet some girls. Thanks.
I'll get it.
It's Patty.
Promised to listen to her book report on delinquent parents.
Hi, Patty.
It's finished? Oh, Mr. O'Casey? Just a second. Ernie, go get Uncle Charlie. It's for him.
He's not home. Took a lady named Susan something dancing.
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Casey isn't home. He took a lady named Susan dancing. This is Susan? Just a minute.
Well, I thought it was Susan. Oh, no, now I remember. It was a lady named Elsie or something.
He didn't take you dancing, ma'am. It was Elsie. You want me to take a message? That's funny. She hung up?
I'm afraid I don't get the humor, Charles.
Look, it wasn't much of a joke. All I said was that the guy said, "Have you taken a bath lately?" And the other guy says, "No." Is there one missing?
But how could a bath be missing?
Oh. Here we are. Say, you know, I'm sorry I got testy with you the other night. I was just tired.
I guess the jokes weren't very funny.
They weren't, but that was no reason for me to snap your head off. You know, sometime when you feel like shooting the breeze, I'm here from 10 to 6.
I'll be by.
Charles, do you find her attractive?
Kind of cute. But not as cute as the dish that I'm looking at right now.
Do you, know many girls?
Look, honey, I'm a one-woman man, and you're it. Go. And when I heard from Katie that the baby was due, I just knew where I had to be. Right there helping her. She needed me.
Well, I needed you too last night. Imagine how I felt when that young man told me you were out dancing with somebody named Elsie.
Elsie? Oh, you must have got the wrong number or something. I don't know any Elsie.
To B. Which part is A?
So this is where that wonderful man lives.
Who, lady?
The grandfather of those beautiful babies.
Oh, yeah. He lives here. He's upstairs. I'm Ernie.
I suppose he's taking care of those three babies again. He has so many responsibilities.
He sure has. When we get in trouble, we go straight to him.
I baked this cake for him, just to let him know he's appreciated.
Well, great. Come on in. I'll call him down.
Thank you.
Dad?
Yeah, Ernie?
There's somebody here to see you.
I'll be right down.
He's just coming down. Boy, that sure looks great.
It's vanilla custard, his favorite.
Well,
Dad, this lady baked a cake for the baby's grandfather. I guess it's for you.
Well, yes, I guess it is. Well, thanks very much. It's very kind of you.
You're the grandfather?
Well, yes. Of the triplets, that is. May I ask you?
Then who is Charles O'Casey?
Oh, well, he's the boy's uncle. He lives here, too.
He lives here, too. The way he tells it, this is his house.
Oh, heck no. He just...
Ernie, why don't you go and feed your fish?
Well, I don't have any fish.
Well, go and feed something. This lady and I would like to talk. Well, won't you come in and sit down?
Miss Cora Dennis. Among other things, Mr. O'Casey gave me a false impression of his importance around here.
I'm going next door. I had some messages for Uncle Charlie. A lady named Elsie wants to know what time he's going to pick her up tonight. And a lady named Susan can't go to the beach with them till next Sunday.
Well, he certainly had a good time, eh? Yeah? Hi, Cora, this is just a surprise.
I have a little surprise for you, too.
Yeah?
I baked a cake for you.
Well,
I... You might as well have it now.
Steve, maybe I ought to get out of here. I'm just a bundle of gloom. I'm even making the babies miserable.
But Charlie, we need you.
To do what?
Well, to help keep Chip and Ernie on course, remember? And to work with Rob and Katie and me. And how about the babies? They certainly need you.
I've been a pretty low character to Cora, Susan, and Elsie.
Well, I guess you were missing Sally so much you just didn't stop to think.
I guess. But I sure wish that Sally hadn't abandoned Chip. She used to laugh at everything I said. You know, one time, she asked me if I wanted my eggs turned over. I said, yeah, to a museum. there'll never be another girl like Sally.
Oh, sure there will, Charlie.
You guarantee it, huh?
Knowing you, Charlie, you can't help but find yourself another girlfriend. Yeah, I guarantee it.
Days overdue at 5 cents a day, including Saturday and Sunday.
I didn't read them on Saturday or Sunday.
That one will be 80 cents.
80 cents? I only borrowed them. I didn't want to buy them.
Really, sir, you must lower your voice. May I see the next one?
Yeah. This one is Piggy Million.
Piggy Million? Pygmalion. You are funny, sir.
Oh, I am? Say, did you hear about the guy who wrote a round book because he couldn't think of an ending?
Really, sir?
Didn't you hear the one about the librarian who stamped everything in sight, and one day she stamped her foot?
And then there's the one.
Hi, Katie.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Well, getting ready for the 6 o'clock meeting, huh?
Right. Only not for the boys, for the men.
Oh?
Uncle Charlie didn't get home, so I got things started. Tuna casserole.
Good. Where is Uncle Charlie?
The library with Chip.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chipper.
Hi, Chip. Hey, where's Uncle Charlie?
He won't be home for dinner. He's still at the library.
Must be taking out a lot of books.
No, he's taking out the librarian.
Well, you know, I guarantee it happened. But, didn't think it happened at the library.